This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here, another time to be able to serve the Lord. And just thinking, the scripture says, my sheep shall hear my voice, and they shall follow me. And thank God that we have a great shepherd that we can follow through the teaching. And so glad for his word leading and guiding us. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about keeping the way of the Lord today. Before we get into that, the way of righteousness, choir. Announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. www.lacongiaboulevard.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Genesis 18 and 16. We all know the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, how God went down to destroy Sodom. We're going to pick it up from there as he was on his way to Sodom. Deacon Franny,
yes.
Genesis 18, 16.
And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way.
Isn't that beautiful? That was the angels of the Lord, nobody but God, on their way to Sodom. And Abraham said, I'm going to bring you on your way, as if they didn't know. But he said, I'm going to bring you on your way. I'm going to go with you. Read.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing?
Yeah,
which
I was meditating on this. I was thinking about this. Now, remember, Moses wrote the first five books, seven or whatever, Pentateuch, whatever. But God is talking to Moses in the mount, his servant, let him know that this is what I said. This is what Abraham did. This is what Adam did. He's telling them everything he did. And he's telling them what he thought. He's telling Moses, shall I hide? That's what I told Abraham. Shall I hide this thing from Abraham, what I'm going to do? Isn't that beautiful? Telling you his inner thoughts, because God is thinking now. He's saying, should I hide this from him? What did he say?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
Abraham had left and been on his journey. He had gained souls. He wasn't no great nation then. He said, see, he's going to become one. He hadn't become one yet. But seeing, because God can see, he know you're beginning it when he knew him. See, he's going to be a great nation. More hide this from him. What did he say?
Yes. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
All nations will be blessed in this man. I know him. I've seen him. Right. I know what he's going to do. I ain't going to hide from him what I'm going to do. Isn't that beautiful? What did he say?
For I know him.
I know him. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. We got to know God. God knows everything and everybody. I know him. What?
That he will command his children.
And this is what it's all about, commanding our children. Because God is here for us, and he's going to be here for our children if we bring it to him. We got to teach him. He didn't say, I know he's going to tell him. He didn't say, I know he's going to teach him. He's going to command him. You know what that means? Demand. That's the same thing. But the way language is today, you preach today, demand. That's what God said. I know he's going to command his children. What?
And his household after
and the whole household. This is what we stand for. This is why when you command your children, every time they see you, they will walk the other way. But when you hide the commandments, if you don't bring it to their attention, they love to be around you. They love to communicate with you. But when you keep those, like I said, and it's in the lesson, that's going to be your foe. Because you're talking about God. Because the world don't want them. But remember, so was our family. They're the world too. If they're not saved, they're the world.
That's right.
But I know Abraham, he's going to command his children and his household after him. What?
And they shall keep the way of the
Lord. Isn't that beautiful? They're going to keep the way. Because God can see it. No one's going to keep it if you don't teach it. They're not going to keep it if you don't command it. You have to command it. This is what I say. when we get around one certain one, we talk about God, they want to leave. And we shouldn't try to drop God when he said, talk about it when you get up. Talk about him by the wayside when you lay down. We shouldn't drop God because I don't want, they don't know. It ain't about them. How can they know if we don't command it and teach it? How are they going to know? Now, whether they use it is not a problem. God wants us to command it. That's what God wants us to do. And it's not just the natural. It's the spiritual children. It's not a compromise. It's a command. Isn't that beautiful? What?
To do justice.
To do justice.
And judgment.
Judgment what?
That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken.
That'd be difficult. He said, I'm going to bless your seed. God can't bring these blessings if we don't take the stand. We're held accountable for it. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4. I know he's going to command his children, command his household, that they keep the way. Isn't that beautiful? That's the way we want to strive to be. If you're going to have a zeal, let's have that zeal. We can't do this. You can't do that. Not in my household. You got to teach your children. Teach your brothers and sisters. Teach your mother if you have to. That's what God is talking about. That's why we read about these. Because these took the stand that you can read about forever. Because you can't find many like this. Ain't many. Only Abraham. Abraham alone did I call. He didn't call Jethro. Abraham. Why? I know him. Right. I know what he's going to do. Now, God wouldn't show us his commandments if he didn't know what we would do. He know we're able, but it's got to be our choice. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it's beautiful.
32 and 4, what does it say?
He is the rock. His work is perfect.
Now, that's his way. God's way is perfection. That's why the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. What?
For all his ways are judgment.
All his ways. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's a judgment. All the way down to thou shalt not covet. These are judgments. That's God's way. Every one of God's ways are judgments. So should be ours. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
A God of truth and without iniquity.
No iniquity. So we got to be of the truth. No iniquity. What?
Just and right.
We want to be just and we want to be right. You can't teach it if you ain't been demanded to do it. And if you've been demanded to do it, if you don't do it, you can't teach it. But if you're doing it, you can teach it. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Isaiah 26 and 7.
Yes.
Judgments. We need judgments to be just and right. Because that's God's way. Isn't that beautiful? You know that? Isaiah 26 and 7. What does it say?
The way of the just is uprightness.
Mm-hmm.
Thou most upright.
Talking about God. God is most upright. The way of the just is uprightness. What do things right? What?
Dost weigh the path of the just.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yea, in the way of thy judgment.
Thou most upright.
Mm-hmm.
Dost
weigh.
Weigh.
Uh-huh. The path of the just.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord. Have we waited?
Isn't that beautiful? Are we waiting for God's judgments? Because we used to do that. We used to stand in line.
Yes.
Am I okay? I did. Is that all right? And we're yet doing the same thing today. We want to have that mindset.
Yes.
Not like you think you know everything, but be careful for nothing. Make sure what you're doing is right.
Yes.
Make sure what your household is doing is right.
Yes.
Read.
The desire of our soul is in thy, is to thy name.
What?
And
because our desire is to the word. Mm-hmm. That's his name. His name is called the word. Mm-hmm. Well, my desire is Jesus. Same thing. Jesus is for what's right. He's for his way, which is keeping the commandments, judgments.
Yes.
What?
And to the remembrance of thee.
To the remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Isaiah, we read that, right? Let's go to, you read the ninth verse?
No, Pastor.
No, read that. Why?
With my soul have I desired thee in the night.
What?
Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early.
If you've been desiring God throughout the night,
beautiful.
Your spirit within you going to lead your body somewhere.
Right.
Searching for him. Seeking him, reaching for him. Because evidently, in the night, you can't reach him by yourself in the night. You can't reach God in trouble when you're in trouble, you need somebody to get you out of there, to bail you out the trouble. You need, what do you call that? Intercessor. When you're in trouble.
All right.
Read.
For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn.
Oh, wait a minute. When God's word is in you, everybody can learn because you're putting it in action. When it's not, they're going to learn something else. But when the judgments are in the earth, you don't have no problem. Everybody around you can learn righteousness. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4:7. Let's go there.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yes.
Isn't that good to know? Because
yes.
All it's telling you is by their fruit you're going to know them. Yes. That's all it's saying. Mm-hmm. That's how you learn by one's fruit. You learn who they are.
Yes, Lord.
4:7, Deuteronomy.
For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them?
What?
As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon.
All things. What?
And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous?
So wait a minute now. So we, the typical Christian said, well, the Lord is our righteousness. We only got one. The Lord is telling you your righteousness is going to be if you have great judgment in the earth. His judgments. What did it say? Mm-hmm. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes? Mm-hmm. What?
And judgments. So righteous as all this law.
Well, wait a minute. That's what you said. Well, the Lord's our righteousness. But the Lord said, my father gave me a commandment. That's what made him righteous. The commandments. You can't get out of it. It's law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Is there so great to have statutes and judgments
so righteous,
so righteous
as all this law, which I set before you this
but
day?
But the enemy have taken law out. And when you look at most programs, I was looking at the program today.
Yes.
Rules, regulations, and laws are done away with now. It's about how you feel, your gut. And they make these pictures up to make it look like you don't have no choice but to break the law and do what you feel is right. That's wrong.
Sure.
The law shouldn't go slack.
Should not.
Because somebody else is not enforcing the law, that shouldn't mean we should let it go slack as well. Everybody out there corrupt now. All the ones that stood for things, well, if you got to do it, what's your gut feeling? Go for it. That's what it is. Since the liberals got in here, that's what we got. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as law. They want to get rid of the police and all law. We don't want to be like that in church.
No.
And that's why it's like that in the world, because the church world got rid of the law. That's why it's trickling down to people. They don't know anything about no law now.
They
want to take God out of the courts, get him off the bills.
Yes.
People want to do what they feel is right, not what's right. Read.
Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently.
Let's go to Proverbs 6:23. We want to be diligent in keeping our souls, and you do that by keeping the way of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Proverbs 6:23, what does it say?
For the commandment is a lamp and the law is
light. Now just think about it. In other words, this commandment is a lamp. But if you don't activate, you ain't gonna get no light. That's why. The law is light. If you activate this, you're bringing forth the law in action. Without activating, it's just sitting there and it has no power and no life. But if you put it on, if you activate it, what it says?
For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light.
What?
And the reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
These are the only things we've been instructed in life. When you cut it on, guess what's a part of it? Reproof. Corrections. Well, that's a God. You don't want to do that's a graven image. That's coveting.
Yes.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the way of life. That's God's way.
Beautiful.
To be corrected. To be reproved when you need it. That's part of life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 14:5.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Anyone that's watching this broadcast, all they have to do is meditate on what's being spoken.
That's right.
Follow and search the scripture. And if you mean God, your eyes going to come open. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And don't, when your eyes come open, don't go back to that preacher that's been teaching you all this junk about there ain't no such thing, no Sabbath. And Israel over there, you going to the wrong place.
Right.
Keep it to yourself and you come to 425 or call us. And we will make a way of escape for you, possibly. Isn't that beautiful? 14:15, St. John.
14:5.
14:5, excuse me.
Yes. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way?
How can we know the way? Because they want to keep the way of the Lord as well. What did he say?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth.
Now he said, I am the way. This is how people get so confused. I am the way. Mm-hmm. He's talking about sonship. I am the way what?
The truth and the life.
What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
We're not going to get eternal life. We're not going to get to God unless we come by the great I am. Because that's who God is. And you can't get to him without living the life. This life. That's the way of life. Because the Lord said, when he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Yes.
He is the commandment because he's the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's the truth. He said, thy word is truth. That's the truth. So if you don't keep the truth and don't have the way of life in your life,
right,
how are you going to know the way? Because that is the way. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
What?
And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 35 and 8.
All right.
Way of the Lord. We read it many times, but how many catch the vision? How many have a mind to yield to it? Isaiah 35 and 8, what does it say?
And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness.
That's the way of the Lord, holiness. Not baptism, not being Presbyterian, and all of these different name-called churches and doctrines. It's holiness.
All right.
It's righteousness. It's godliness, and on and on and on. Read.
The unclean shall not pass over it,
mm-hmm,
but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err.
I'd rather be a fool for Christ.
That's right.
Just follow and believe. Let's go to Matthew 7 and 13.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Most beautiful.
Thank God.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way.
That's the big problem for so many. Get too strict. That's how you have life. The more you restrict it from the carnal man, the more life you have.
Yes.
You need a gate that's strict.
Yes.
Not a gate that lets you allow you to say and do anything you want to do. Not a gate that allows you to make your own choices and do things against the teaching or against God's judgment. That's the one don't love God and don't love God's people. Mm-hmm. Read.
That leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Many on these broad gates because they don't tell you nothing. You had a dream. Y'all had a dream that I was preaching in Africa. God want me to go over there and preach. You go. But don't forget the address here and send that check. And not only that, we're going to take up a collection and build you a facility there for you. We're going to help build. Let's take up a building fund so that Deacon Richard can preach over there. And we'll get him some big letters in his book because he don't see too well. And maybe we'll get him something to tell him what the books really would sound like, how to pronounce them. But we can get this work started. He can get it started, and in 6 months we'll come over there and take care of it. Everybody's out selling dollars and doing things for this building fund to build him a facility so he can stay there. That's the kind of stuff go on.
Yes, yes, it does.
God don't show the shepherd, show you though. And you say, well, I guess that's what, I guess so. That's the way God's talking now.
Not so.
To those below the leader. That's the kind of God we serve? I don't think so. God ain't never did that.
No.
God had kings live for him. He didn't talk to the king. He talked to the prophet that he had over. The leader, that's what he did. Isn't that beautiful? How come people don't know that today? They take anything said by these people with these bubblegum rapper titles and take it as gospel. Tell them, you can do it. You got deacons praying for people over the pastor. That's the kind of mess going in these churches. Not in God's church. Don't work like that. Read.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
Isn't that beautiful? Life is a straight gate. Because there ain't a whole lot of carnal stuff you can do on this highway. It's holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Straight is the gate. And narrow is the way that leads to life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And how many find it?
And few.
All right. There
be that find.
Hey, ain't nobody but a couple people in the church. I believe we're in the scripture.
All right.
I believe we're here.
Yes.
Ain't but a few. Anybody with common sense, when the Lord rose and he left and left the disciples, it was 120 in the upper room, 120 people. It wasn't packed like this place over here. Price is Right. It wasn't packed. Oh, well, thousands gathered there. It was 120 people. And I would venture to say maybe some of them were children. 120. We've been to Israel. You know what 120 is out of Jerusalem? That ain't even salt on your food.
Go ahead.
Read.
Yes. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing.
What?
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
Let's go to St. John 14 and 6. Let's read that again.
Yes, that's it. 14 and
Thank
6.
God.
It's
what does it say?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Let's go to Psalms 103 and 6.
All right. Beautiful. Most.
No one comes unto the Father but by the word, mm-hmm. by sonship. Yes. I believe he told Peter, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Yes. Whatsoever you bind is bound on earth. Right. Whatever you loose is loose on earth. What is that? Otherwise, I'm trusting your judgment, Peter. Whatever you bind is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose is loosed in heaven. That's what, and when the Son do it, ain't the Son, it's God. 3:7 says what?
7, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children.
So if we want to learn and keep the way of the Lord, you got to go back to Moses. That's what the Lord told him. Go back to Moses. He wrote of me. But they don't do that. They stay in the New Testament. And the New Testament ain't going to tell you much.
That's right, Pastor.
But Moses is going to tell you about his ways because it's all about his word. Mm-hmm. But since his body came, they left the word and focused on his body. And one word, love. And we all had love before we got to God. That's the love they talk about. That's carnal love. Because that love got a whole bunch of junk in it. That love acts up when it gets ready. Or when the enemy at will gets ready, that's when that love act up. But when you got the love of God, the enemy can't touch that love. It don't act up like that. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
What?
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Let's go to St. John 5 and 45.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful to have a merciful God? But we want to take advantage of the mercy that God is providing for us. St. John 5 and 45, what does it say?
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust.
Isn't that beautiful? Even Moses. In whom you trust. Who? If you ask any Christian today, say, did Moses make it? Oh, yeah, he made it. Well, how did he make it? He was a lawgiver. And they said law is done away with. And more importantly, the Lord came just like him. What changed? Did you know that? They won't. Many people don't know that. He came just like him. Then why would he destroy the law? He didn't do that. He fulfilled the sacrificial system. It yet remains today. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote about
him. Isn't that beautiful? He wrote about him. So the Lord is telling you, he told them when he was there, go back to Moses, because you don't seem to know who I am. Principles. If you don't understand principles, go back and find the principles we're built upon. That's the biggest one right there, honor. That's what man don't have today, honor for God. And because they don't have honor for God, they don't have honor for one another, for men. Supposed to honor all men. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 5 and 17. Let's go there. How are you going to believe his writings, if his words, if you don't believe the writings of Moses? Because he spoke the same thing. His words were the same words that Moses wrote. The 10 precepts. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Matthew's. 5:17. What does it say?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Wait a minute. Same thing here today. We're not here to destroy anything but the carnal man. We're here to fulfill the law and the prophets. Not to destroy the law. We're not going to destroy God's word. We're not going to destroy nobody. It's the enemy we're here to destroy. Wrongdoing. Things that's not according to God's word. That's what we're here to destroy. Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Well, the same thing. There's not one thing in the order of God going to change. God have always had one to make somebody something. And if you're told you're something, you ain't told just by yourself. Here's the most important thing. If you was told something, of God, everybody going to accept it.
Yes, Pastor.
How plain is that?
It's plain, Pastor.
Now, the position, I didn't ask for this position. I didn't make it happen. God did.
Yes, he did.
And if there was any other solution, they would have told you.
Yes.
When Teacher Cade Brown said, well, everything is in Brother Boyd and Sister Curly's hand. And also, we got another author. He didn't say that.
Never.
Why would God hide that from you? Why would God do that? And more important, not from you, from me. Why would God do that? How stupid is that to think that way? That's not clear thinking. Have I made anybody hear anything other than what you are?
No.
Did I tell D-Curse, now you know what? You really got an IQ above everybody here.
Nobody.
Why would I tell him something like that? Only him. And not tell somebody else. Now what he told Peter, we all read it, don't we? You don't have that privilege.
All right.
He said, well, you told me, well, where's it written? Where's your witness then? If you ain't written, where's your witness? Because that's the way of the Lord. Let everything be done decent and in order. That's what we do here. Read.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach.
Just break one least one. Mm-hmm. This honor.
Right.
Because one's those, oh, I ain't got no God. I ain't mean no God. Yeah, but you don't have no honor.
Right.
We heard about David, didn't we? Did David give Saul honor? And Saul wasn't right. Did he give it to him?
Yes.
Is anybody in the scriptures with excuse? Not one. And the one wanted to destroy, David got them. Is that the way of the Lord?
Yes.
Have anybody heard anything of it any differently?
No.
If you really feel like you're something and you say, well, I'm sorry, what you repenting for? And then you go home and say, I know mysteries. It was given me to know mysteries. If you know mysteries because somebody taught it to you, you ain't got nothing and somebody taught it to you. And what I got was taught to me. And you can't say you taught it to me. I got it from here, from God. Where'd you get yours from? And if you a mystery person, give me a mystery. Give the saints what God gave you so we can all grow. Give us a mystery. All these churches, I say the same to all of these churches, and I'm saying it in here too. I've said it from day one. If you feel you got, get up and show us what you got. I'm willing to listen to you. But don't come tell me somebody told you. Even the natural course tell you that ain't nothing but hearsay. What somebody told you, you ain't got no witness. That's hearsay. What about in God? You think God accepts something like that?
No.
You think I'm so stupid to think he told Peter didn't tell the rest of them? The rest of them knew who the leader was.
Sure.
Read.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. In
other words, when you break God's commandments, how can someone receive you and think anything highly of you when you're acting like this? How can you do that? We want to keep the way. When you keep the way of the Lord, you have the respect and honor you need. When you're keeping the way, that means you're showing the respect and honor you need.
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.